Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 3 with verses 11 and 12 today. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I, John said. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Our sins are numerous each day, though we think we walk in his light and pray. God sees our disrespect of others, as well as ourselves, to say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And he reiterates that within my words, there is nothing gray that you can't obey. We are sinners, a fact we must accept, but once you see God in his light, then you know how to act in respect. This is less rather than more, except when your soul exudes in saving souls, where we know what to expect. Many of us see miracles. Many of us see instant truth. Many of us see salvation that exudes life eternal for me and for you. We see how to react when our strength is subdued. Jesus' call is being strong in me for you. We know what it means to practice seeking the Word of God each day, to approve how we pray to sustain the proclamation without abuse. We forgive instantly. We honor Jesus as proof. We seek to share his love, faith, and hope of mercy to prove God is eternal, that gives us light to see what needs to be done to remain in his youth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elian. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of four and continues to overcome brain cancer. We've learned that she is cancer-free, and we continue to pray for her healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother, amen. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 3 with verses 11 and 12. It's John reminding us that someone is coming mightier than he, that he couldn't even carry his sandals. Its title of a two-stanza poem is Fire and Spirit, Holy Baptize. Repented, water baptized by John, claimed mightier one to come. sandals his carry unworthy to don. Fire and spirit holy baptize you. You've won. Hand his winnowing fan, barn, wheat, gather, and clear, threshing floor. Burn will he the chaff, if you're a fan. Fire unquenchable, not a soul can ignore. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 9th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're looking for a ministry to help out before year's end, this is the time of year that a lot of 501c3 search for those to help them. You can always reach out and help God First Ministries. That's who supports our broadcast each day of Universal Utterings. That's where we learned that if we practice, pray, and proclaim, we will share how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We still have a prison ministry that we operate and would love to see your support. You can learn more at universalutterings.org, or you can go to PayPal. It's godfirstforjesus@gmail.com. Our good friends John and Marie, God bless you too as we close in the name of Jesus at 7-Eleven. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, John. God bless you.